VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Half of the Democratic presidential hopefuls began the first of two nights of debates Tuesday in Michigan. The AP's Tim McGuire reports how the candidates are trying to gain an advantage on their rivals.
In the first of the two Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, and national surveys of Democrats and some independents will be at center stage. U.S. and Chinese officials on Wednesday began their 12th round of trade talks in Shanghai. The talks follow a June agreement by President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to revive efforts to end the costly fight over China's technology ambitions and trade surplus. Both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Chinese leaders are resisting U.S. pressure to roll back plans for government-led development of industry leaders in robotics, artificial intelligence, and other technologies. Washington argues those efforts depend on stealing or pressuring foreign companies to hand over technology. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for vacant properties